Deep in the industrial heart of Jersey City, there's one particular rooftop that's rumored to be Mike Tyson's favorite place in the world. It's a place of sanctuary, and it always has been. It's home to a pigeon coop he's cherished for over 30 years.
Oh man, Tyson corns look good.
Mike's coop is on the property of lifelong friend Mario Costa.
I put a bar here so they can go in here and from here go up.
Over the years, Mike spent thousands of hours here and developed an encyclopedic knowledge of the birds.
Oh, my babies.
The coop has served as a refuge for Mike during some of his most difficult times. In 2002, Lennox Lewis brought Mike's domination of the heavyweight division to a close in spectacular style. After this defeat, Mike abandoned the lights of the arena and the roar of the crowd and returned to his birds, the one thing in his world that could help ease his pain. His connection with the birds is one of the few parts of his identity Mike has always been comfortable with.
My whole life has been not knowing who I was. That's what the problem was from the beginning. And I never embraced who I was. I was always embarrassed of who I was, who I came from, being so poor.
Now, after a lifetime of seeking peace and comfort amongst his birds, Mike's taking the relationship to a new level. He's back in New York to train and race homing pigeons. The pillars of this sport are loyalty, discipline, and commitment. Qualities needed in both the birds and the people that train them. These qualities once made Mike a champion. Now, he's looking to find them in himself once again.
My life needs to be focused and committed with something in order for me to be at my best. If I'm not committed to anything, I could basically fall to pieces.